President Biden's goal of getting at least one COVID vaccine shot to 70% of U.S. adults by the 4th of July is looking less and less likely. Daily vaccination rates are dropping quickly, and at least 15 states haven't even hit the 50% mark. In Alabama, at the pace people are getting vaccinated, it'll take about a year to hit the president's benchmark. Let's bring in Dr. Jean Marazzo. She's director of the University of Alabama, Birmingham's Division of Infectious Diseases. Dr. Marazzo, welcome back.
Thanks, Peter. Great to be here.
And let's start in your home state. Vaccination rate is second lowest in the country after Mississippi. 36% of the population has at least one shot. What's going on there?
Yeah, it's a very worrisome situation for many reasons. And I would hypothesize that there are a couple of things going on. First of all, I think that there is a general lower sense of urgency around the fear of getting sick from this virus. People see that things are getting better. They see that their friends and family are not getting infected quite as much. Their friends and family are not getting hospitalized. And so I think the urgency has really come down. That's informed a sense of complacency, right? If you're not really worried about it happening, you're going to feel more confident. And unfortunately, to be honest, those two counter opposing trends are happening on a background of skepticism about the vaccine's safety and efficacy, which we have struggled with from day one.
Yeah. And pardon our delay on the line here that people can probably hear, but how concerned are you about this? Restrictions are easing around the country. Alabama is, you know, at this point, mostly open as usual for business. Do you think there could be a summer surge across the South?
I think there is a possibility that there could be a summer surge. I don't want to sound alarmist and use sounding alarmist to try to scare people into getting vaccinated. But I think people need to understand that we are in this better situation, not because of the random nature of seasonal variation of respiratory viruses. You know, COVID, SARS-CoV-2 is not like influenza. It's not like some of our other viruses. This is a virus that's going to stick around. So what I would love people to realize is simply that we are in this good situation because we are getting vaccinated. And if you can join that group, you can really keep this from happening.
But look what's happening abroad. I think this serves our purposes here to look at what's happening in the UK. Vaccination rates are pretty darn good. Hospitalization and death rates, they're going down. But we're starting to see cases in the UK rise again from somewhere like 2,000 a day to now 4,000 a day in recent weeks. I mean, is that a signal of what could still happen?
Yes, it's absolutely a signal, and it's telling you that the virus doesn't rest, right? This virus is extraordinarily good at mutating. We already know that variants have emerged of concern. Right now, the scariest thing about the variants that have emerged has been their increased infectivity. So very, very good at getting better at sticking to our respiratory epithelium or our lining of our respiratory tract. And that's probably what's informing this increase in cases. That said, the Delta variant, which we are hearing about now, which derived from the India outbreak, is also showing a little bit more strength against the vaccine. So very recent study just in the last couple of days from Public Health England showing that after a single dose of the Pfizer vaccine, the mRNA vaccine, the efficacy against that variant is only around 33%. When you get the second dose, it goes up to 88%. But again, you got to be very worried that these variants are very smart and they could outwit us at every turn.
I have about a minute here, but I do want to ask you about this. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky made another plea on Friday for parents to get their teenagers vaccinated, and she was citing a new study that showed that more teens are getting hospitalized and even put on a ventilator. This was looking at trends through March and April. Your thoughts on that and the importance of getting tweens and teens that shot?
So let me start with the last part. I think getting teens and tweens the shots, the injections, the vaccinations is critical. Why? Because they are not only incredibly active and out there and interacting, but they are the bridge between themselves and older folks, second, you know, generational people like their grandparents and others. So it's not just about them, but let's talk about them. What this report from the CDC showed, that it's a small group. It was 367 adolescents who were hospitalized between January and March, as you noted. And if you have to get hospitalized as an adolescent, you don't do so great. You basically have to get in, you often get into the intensive care unit, which is really worrisome. About one in three actually went to the intensive care unit. So I think it's notable. There are data coming out from May that look a little bit better. So April and May. But let's hope those trends continue.
Let's leave it there. Dr. Jean Marazzo, thank you so much.
Thank you. Good to talk with you.